Today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on daf Yud Beis and Beis. We're at the bottom of the page, at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Probably one of the more famous Mishnayos in Shas, one of the more well-known Mishnayos in Shas, because this comes up in our Haggadah Shal Pesach every year. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelo, says the Mishnah. We do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, meaning the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled at night. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hareya Nikiven Shivim Shana V'lo Zechisi Shitam Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos, Ad Shadrasha Ben Zoma, that I was like 70 years old and I wasn't Zoche to understand that you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, or where it comes from they have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, until Ben Zoma. The pasuk says, "Kol yemei chayecha." What do we learn from there? Yemei chayecha hayamim. Kol yemei chayecha alelos. The extra word "kol" comes to tell me that the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim is not only done during the daytime, but it's done at nighttime as well. V'chachamim amr, but the chacham disagree. They say yemei chayecha ha'olam hazeh. Kol lahavi limos ha'mashiach. Kol comes to include Yemos HaMashiach, but it does not come to include night. So Pashtus is that the Chacham would hold that you do not say Kriya Shema at, you do not say Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim at night. One does not have to be do Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim at night. And Pashtus is also that Ben Zoma would say you do not have to do Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim Las Lavel Yemos HaMashiach, that it's only something that's prior to Yemos HaMashiach. That's how Reb Chaim explained why it is that the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. He counts the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we do on the Lel HaSeder, but not the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Reb Chaim explained one of the Rambam's rules of what counts as a mitzvah and what doesn't count as a mitzvah is that it has to be, in order for something to count as a mitzvah, it has to be forever. It has to go on forever. It can't be only a mitzvah l'zman, a mitzvah that's only going to be for a short period of time. So since the we paskin that you see, we are maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos, so it must be that we hold that you're not maskir Yemos HaMashiach. If you're not maskir Yemos HaMashiach, there's an expiration date on this mitzvah. Any mitzvah with an expiration date, it is a mitzvah, but it doesn't count in the minion of Taryag mitzvahs. That's one of the Rambam's rules. That's how Reb Chaim explains. The Rambam quoted in many Sfarim. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amr Lahem Ben Zoma L'Chachamim, Ben Zoma said to L'Chamim, V'chi maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Yemos HaMashiach. What do we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim when Yemos HaMashiach already, v'lo kvar nemar, hine yam bam num Hashem, v'lo yomru od chay Hashem asher hela es b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, kim chay Hashem asher hela v'asher hevi azer v'beis Yisrael meretz tzvonim, mikol haratz asher yedachtim sham, that the days are going to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when we're no longer going to praise Hashem as being the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Instead, we're going to praise Hashem as being the one who caused Kibbutz Golios and who brought about the final Geula, meaning that's going to be the emphasis. We're no longer going to be talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So how could you say that there's a mitzvah of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim even Yemos HaMashiach? Amru lo, lo shatek Yitzias Mitzrayim Yemakoma. He said, well, you misunderstand the Navi. The Navi is not telling us that we're no longer going to have any inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elishate Shibud Malchus Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim Tafelo. It's just that we're going to emphasize Shibud Malchus more. We're going to emphasize the final Geula more, but we're still going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in a secondary role to the Geula that we're the primary Geula that we're going to be celebrating, the final Geula. Kayotzi Bo'ata Omer. Similarly, we darshin lo yikari shimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yeshemecha. That the Yaakov Avinu's name is changed. It was actually changed twice, once by the Malach of Esav and once by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that lo yikari shimcha od Yaakov, your name should not be called Yaakov anymore, ki im Yisrael. So what? It's not Yaakov at all? So lo sheye oker Yaakov mimakomo on the top Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Not that the name Yaakov is completely removed from its place, El Yisrael Iker v'Yaakov Tafelo. No, it means that the primary name that he's known by now is Yisrael, but Yaakov is still a name that he's also known by. It's a secondary name. So the same idea over here. It's not that Yitzias Mitzrayim is gone entirely. It's that the final Geula is the primary, and the secondarily, we also are still going to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'cheinu Omer, Al Tizkuru Rishonos V'Kadmonios Al Tizbonenu. Al Tizkuru Rishonos Zeshi Shibud Malchios. When we say Altis Grishonos, that's a reference to Shibud Malchios. V'karmonios Altis Bonenu, al tisbonu ze yitzias Mitzrayim. And that which happened previously, the kadmonios, we shouldn't contemplate. That's a reference to yitzias Mitzrayim. Hineni osa chadasha ata titzmach. So there's going to be a new miracle that's going to spring forth. Tani Rav Yosef, zu milchemes Gog u'Magog. That's the milchemes Gog u'Magog that's going to bring about the final geula. So mashal ma davar doma. How do we relate to all of these, how we treat Yitzias Mitzrayim after we already have Melchemes Gog u'Magog? What's the mashal? Tula adam shayim mahalich b'derech. It's like a person who's walking on the road. Upagabo ze'ev, and he's attacked by a wolf. V'nitzal mimenu, and he's saved from the wolf. V'yimisapar v'halich, ma'is ze'ev. So he has a story for everybody that he meets. Unbelievable, I was attacked by a wolf, and he's telling everybody that will listen. Pagabo ari, then a lion attacks him. V'nitzal mimenu, and he's saved from the lion. V'yimisapar v'halich, ma'is ari. So now he's telling the story of the lion. He's not telling the story of a wolf anymore. He was saved from something much scarier. Pagabo nachash v'nitzal mimenu. He was then attacked by a snake, and he was saved by it from that too. Shachach ma'is shneim v'yimisapar v'halich, ma'is nachash. So instead he forgets about both of the previous ones, and instead he's talking completely about the snake. Afkach Yisrael tzaros achronos mishkachos asarishonos. So to Klal Yisrael, as we're saved from each tzara, the previous tzaros are no longer emphasized. It causes us to forget to speak about the previous tzaros. Avram hu Avraham, b'tchila nasa av la'aram, ul'b'sof nasa av l'kala olam kulo. Sarai hi Sarah, b'tchila nasa Sarai l'umasa, ul'b'sof nasa Sarah l'kala olam kulo. Avram is Avraham. He was first only Avram, which is Av la'aram, the father for Aram, but then he became Av l'kala olam kulo, and thus the name Avraham. Sarai is Sarah, but she used to be called Sarai because she was Sarai only for her own nation, and then she became Sarah l'kala olam kulo. So Tani Bar Kapara, kala kari la'Avraham Avram over ba'asei. Anyone who calls Avraham Avram is in violation of an asay. Shenemar v'haya shimcha Avraham, because the pasuk says your name is supposed to be Avraham. It's not going to be Avram anymore. Now it's Avraham. Rabbi Elazar Omer over belav. No, it's not only a violation of a mitzvah asay that you have to call him Avraham, but it's a violation of a lo sasay. Shenemar v'lo yikare od es shimcha Avram. You can no longer call the name Avram. Elameata kare l'sara sarai hachinami. So should we say the same thing? That when you know, someone calls Sarai, that it's the same thing, it's a violation of Nisr. Hasam kujabrichu amal Avram, Sarai ishtecha lo tikari ashima Sarai ki Sarah shema. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu that Sarai is no longer going to be called, he was telling Avram Avinu personally, not giving a general statement to all of mankind. He's telling Avram Avinu personally that your wife Sarai is not going to be called Sarai, rather it's going to be Sarah. But as opposed to when it comes to Avram, it's a general statement to everybody. El me'ata ha'kore li Yaakov, Yaakov hachinami. So now this is why we mentioned this whole discussion, that we use Yaakov as a mashal to explain our attitude toward Yitzias Mitzrayim, Limos HaMashiach. So we used that shame Yaakov, which is the old name. So now we got into this discussion of names that were changed in Tanakh. So now we come full circle back to Yaakov. So if it's true that once Avram Avinu's name is changed from Avram to Avraham, it's an Isser to call him Avram by the old name. Maybe we should say the same thing by Yaakov, that it's an Isser to call him Yaakov anymore. He should only be called Israel. And Sugmar Shani Hasan the Hadra Hadre Kra. Now over there it's different because the pasuk goes back to call him Yaakov. Dichsiv Vayomer Elkim Li Yisrael B'Maros Halayla Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Hashem calls out to him after his name is already Yisrael, and he calls him Yaakov Yaakov. Masiv Rabbi Yosef Bar. That's one of the differences, by the way. And you see the way the Malach changes his name and the way Hashem changes his name. When the Malach of Esav changes his name, he just says Lo Yikari Shem Chod Yaakov, that you should not be called Yaakov anymore. Kiim Yisrael, it should only be Yisrael. Whereas when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his name, he starts off by saying Shimcha Yaakov. Your name is Yaakov, and then Lo Yikari Od Shimcha Yaakov. Your name shouldn't be Yaakov, shouldn't be called Yaakov anymore. It should only be called Yisrael. It seems when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his name, he does emphasize that Shimcha Yaakov, that your name is Yaakov, as if that's not 100% going away. I think the Darshanim explained that Yaakov represents visualizing yourself as the Akev, as the heel, as being trampled upon, as not without a sense of entitlement. That Yaakov Avinu should never, that was part of the bracha, is no matter what you accomplish, you should always remember humble beginnings, that a person should always remember where they come from. That's the Shimcha Yaakov. Anyway, Masav Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Vitem Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechata B'Avram. Wait a second. We say Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechata not B'Avraham, but B'Avram. Amrlei, Hasam Navi who to come aside the Shuvchei Drachmana might have a Meikara. He says, no, that's different, because that's the Navi being aside the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going through how wonderful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by going through historically all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for Klal Yisrael. So historically, it was Avram. So we remember what Hashem did to Avram. If you're learning Chumash and you're learning before Hashem changed the name to Avraham, obviously you're allowed to read it as Avram, because we're going through what it was previously. So the Navi can recall what it was previously. Now the all of the Achronim are bothered by the Kasha, that if the Gemara says explicitly that anyone who calls Avraham Avram is in violation of an Asay and perhaps even a Los Asay, why isn't this one of the Taryag Mitzvos of the Torah? None of the Monei Mitzvos, none of the various Rishonim, the Count of Mitzvos, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Bahag, none of them mention that there's a Mitzvos Los Asay in the Torah to call Avraham Avram. So in the Nimukei HaGriv, in the back of the Gemara, he says, Nishalti madua lo manu Monei Mitzvos zos, asher kvar omen al zeh marsha. Marsha already asked this kasha. V'lo tiris b'zeh klum. Marsha doesn't give an answer. V'anira li d'mashmela aposkim de'in halacha kein. He says it must be that we don't paskin like this Gemara. How could you not paskin like this Gemara? There must be another Gemara in Shas against this Gemara. Where's the other Gemara in Shas? V'yatala misugi de Sanhedrin nun teso med aleph. Zam Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina called mitzvah shenemar lebnei Noach and was not nishnas to bnei Yisrael, but matan Torah lebnei Yisrael. V'lo nishnas b'sinai liYisrael nemra. Va'anu ein lanu al gira nasha v'alibed Rabbi Yehuda. That those mitzvos that were said to bnei Yisrael and were not repeated at Har Sinai were only are very few, and they are for the Jewish people. They're very few, but all it is there's only one example of a mitzvah was given to the Jews before Matan Torah and was not repeated, and that's Gira Nasha. V'emisa hachtalel, imkin yeshlan ali b'tkulian, mashenem lo b'nei Noach v'lo nishnos b'sinai, hashasu l'krol Avram Avram. That it's a mitzvah, this should have been another example of something that was not repeated at Har Sinai, that was given to us prior to Har Sinai, and was not repeated at Har Sinai. So bal karcha chosrili sugi de gemara sham kein. So it must be that gemara doesn't hold that this is such an example. It must be that gemara doesn't hold that this is a mitzvah. It holds that it was a statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing the name. It was a haftacha, it was a bracha, it was something, but it wasn't a mitzvah. So it must be it's a machlokas and sugyas, Sanhedrin and Tes versus bracha staf yud gimel, and that's why all the money and mitzvahs paskin like Sanhedrin daf nun tes against brachos daf yud gimel. That's how the Nimukei HaGriv suggests. Maariv Chayes has a similar type of suggestion. Also, the same basic idea. The Meloa Roim just points out that on the last line of the Gemara, when we say, "Oh, the Navi, it's okay for him to be Mesader the Shevach by calling Avraham Avram based on what he was." So he says, "Nir be'enai." Says Meloa Roim, "Tosefta perikama va'afal pisha chozer v'kori la'Avraham Avram eno l'gnai elo l'shevach." Nearly the Isra Korila Avram, Avram Shem Zalzobo, Shnikra Avram Lechashivus Shnasa Avamun Goyim. He says, what's the problem with calling him Avram? It's because you're lowering his stature. Avraham means Avamun Goyim. That's the greatest Maila. That's the greatest Shevach you can give. So it's a Gnai to a person. If this person is elected president of the United States and he used to be a community organizer, you don't say, oh, Chashva community organizer. Right? That's not, that's a Bizayan to him to refer to him in that way. He's president of the United States, so then you refer to him as the president. So you're going to call the Salahavdil, you can call Avram Avinu, Lahavdil, you can call Avram Avinu, Avraham. So you would you don't call him Avram, you don't call him Avram by his former title, you call him by the more chashva title. So he says that's the whole issue. So why is it that by the Navi it's okay? Aval kan koreu l'shevach Avram sha'af b'yoso Avram v'lo higi adayin l'sof shleimuso haya malazu shakadosh baruch hu bachar bo. The point is, you're trying to say even in your old days, even when you were before you reached your full capacity and your the peak of your career, even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. That's what the Navi is saying. Asher Bacharta Ba'Avram, that even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you. Can you imagine now what kind of Shevach this is? So he's emphasizing an even greater Shevach, says the Melo Roim, by referring to him in that way. Good. So that's the comment of the Melo Roim. Okay, that's the end of the first parak in Shas. So let's move on. Vaiter now to the second parak. Again, still discussing issues relating to Kriya Shema. Hayakori b'Torah v'giyaz man ha-mikra. If your person was reading from the Torah and it came time for Kriya Shema, in kiven libo yatzah, and he's reading, he happens to be reading the parsha of Kriya Shema, the parshas of Kriya Shema from the Torah. So as long as he has kavana, he's yotzei. But now the Mishnah goes on to discuss at what point can you be mafsik during Kriya Shema, and what is a good excuse to be mafsik during Kriya Shema? Beprakim, if you're in between paragraphs, shol mepnei hakavod umeshiv. So you're allowed to greet someone out of respect, and you can certainly respond to someone's greeting out of respect. Ubeemtza, in the middle, shol mepnei hayira umeshiv divrei meir. You can only greet somebody out of yira, out of fear, and you can respond out of fear. That's what a meir holds. But it sounds like out of kavod is nothing can be done out of kavod in the middle of a paragraph. Rabbi Yehuda omer beemtza shol mepnei hayira umeshiv mepnei kavod. Rabbi Yehuda says no. In the middle of a paragraph, you can greet somebody out of fear, but you can respond to somebody even out of respect. Obviously, you could do more out of fear than you can out of respect. What kind of fear are we talking about? Says Rashi, "Mipnei yira adam shu yarei mipanav shelo yargehu av me'akavod lo." And a fear means that you're afraid the person is going to kill you. So you're certainly allowed to greet him or to respond to him out of fear. Asks the Rush, but many of the Rishonim. Really, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that if you're afraid a person is going to kill you, that it's okay to greet him out of fear. Obviously, in Davram Bikuach Nefesh, if you're actually afraid for your life, you're allowed to do anything. You're allowed to violate any of the mitzvahs in the Torah, with the exception of Vodazorgi, the Reish Chizdamim, according to Sotavir, Nam Pnechaver Barabim. Okay, maybe one or two other exceptions, but certainly to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema should not be a problem. So it's a Davar Pasha. Why would we need the Mishnah to tell me that which is abundantly obvious? So to be Miyashiv Rashi, the Rashash writes, Ulanias Daiti Kavanas Rashi, Shu Adam Shiyesh Biyodo Koach Lahargo. Avaloshe Yiro Shimipne Shaloyitin Lashol Miargenu, Dumyadim Pneakavo, the Pirisha Royal Chabdo, Shenu Dafka Beshela Shalom. He says, when we say Mipne Yiro, Rashi means that you're afraid that he might kill you, doesn't mean that he's going to kill you for not greeting him. No, if you're actually afraid that he's going to kill you for not greeting him, then it's a no brainer. It means that it's the kind of person who has the ability to kill you. So if it's the kind of person who has the ability to kill you, so it's someone worthy of fearing, so then that level of respect that you need to show, the kind of person who has that kind of ability, so that level of respect demands or permits being shoel even be'emtza. That's what Rashi means. Now, it happens to be, if you look in the Perushim on the side of the Mishnais and the Bar Tanura, Rashi sounds like you could fit that explanation. A person who you yarei mipanav shalei argeu, not that you think he's going to kill you now, he's a person that might kill you somewhere down the line. The Bar Tanura has it much more, the way the Bar Tanura phrased it, I don't remember his exact words, does not sound like it could fit into that Rashash as well. It sounds much more like you're afraid that he's actually going to kill you, that you think he's actually going to, if you don't greet him, he's going to kill you for the failure to greet him. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah. And Beprakim, Rabbi Yehuda says, then you could greet somebody mipnei hakavod, and to respond, you could respond to anybody. It doesn't have to be mipnei hakavod even. Now that we discussed the differences between Be'emtza and Bein HaPrakim, so we have to discuss what is Bein HaPrakim. Eluin Bein HaPrakim. Bein Bracha Rishon L'Shnia, first between the first Bracha and the second Bracha, Bein Shnia L'Shma, Bein Shma L'Vahim Shemoa, between the second Bracha and Shma, between Shma L'Vahim Shemoa, Bein Vahim Shma L'Vayomer, between the Vahim Shman Vayomer, Ben Vayomer Lemes Vyatsev, between Vayomer and Lemes Vyatsev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben Vayomer Lemes Vyatsev, Lo Yafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you shouldn't be Mafsik between Vayomer and Emes Vyatsev. Amar Rabbi Shoban Karcha, Lama Kut, so period. Now we're moving on to the next stage of the Mishnah, which now discusses why is it that the order of the Parshios of the Kriya Shema are Shema, then Vahim Shemoa, and then Vayomer. Amar Rabbi Shoban Karcha, Lama Kut, Parsha Shema, Levayim Shemoa. Why does the Parsha Shema come before Vayim Shemoa? Kadeshi Kabbalah Vol Malchashmaim Tchila Vachar Kach Makabbalah Vol Mitzvos. Vayim Shmo is all about Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. First, you need to be Makabbalah Vol Malchashmaim. It's logical. Mitzvos have no meaning unless it's in the context of believing in God, of accepting the fact that there is a God. That's why all the money on mitzvos discuss whether Emunah B'Hashem is a mitzvah in the Torah. Those that don't believe Emunah B'Hashem counts as a mitzvah don't think you don't have to have Emunah. They think that it's too fundamental to be a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah amongst other mitzvahs, one of 613. No, the whole concept of a mitzvah doesn't make any sense. There is no such thing as a mitzvah without Emunah B'Hashem. Emunah B'Hashem has to be the foundation. So first Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim, then Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Vayim Shmuel Vayomer. Why does Vayim Shmuel precede Vayomer? Shavayim Shmuel Noig Bin Biyom Bin Belayla Vayomer Noig Ol Biyom Belvad. Vayim Shmuel is both for daytime and nighttime. Vayomer is only Noig Biyom. It's not Noig Belayla. That's why Vayim Shmuel comes before Vayomer. Says Rashi, what does it mean? It's same to Noig Ol Biyom. The Mishtoi Betzitzis Shein Nohegas Ol Biyom. It doesn't mean that we only say Vayomer during the daytime. We might say Vayomer at nighttime as well. But the themes of Vayomer are not 24-hour a day themes. Meaning, since the primary theme of that section of Torah is about tzitzis, and tzitzis is not knowing Belayla, so it makes sense to say Vayim Shemoah before we say Vayomer. Do we actually say Vayomer night? Well, that gets back to the previous Mishnah, the last Mishnah, and the last parak of whether we need to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Belaylos. That's a Machlokas Tanaim. Whether one is Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Belaylos. If we are Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Belaylos, that's the way we do it. We do it with the Parsha Vayomer. So says Gemara from the very first line in the Mishnah. This Mishnah was could have been broken up into several Mishnais, but if we recall, the very first line of this Mishnah was that if you happen to be reading from the Torah and you get up to the Parsha of Shema and it happens to be the Zman Kriya Shema, so if you have Kavanah, you Yotzei. So says Mar Shema, you know, Mitzvah Shrichs Kavanah. Good, so we see from our Mishnah, Mitzvah Shrichs Kavanah, because you have to have Kavanah to be Yotzei. Mayim Kivin Libo, Likros. No, maybe in Kivin Libo just means you have Kavanah to read. It doesn't mean you have Kavanah to do the Mitzvah. Likros, Vakakari, what do you mean you have Kavanah to read? You are reading, obviously. You have kavanah to read. No, but korei lagia. We're talking about someone who's being korei to edit, to make sure that everything, to correct the Torah, make sure everything is written properly. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Pirush Bekuntros. I'm looking at Tosfos now, because quotation of Rashi. She'ein miskavin likros. That he's not having kavanah to read, he's only having kavanah to be magia. Tema katia kakari. So says Tosfos, how could that be the answer of the Gemara? He's still reading. Meaning the point is, how do we answer the kasha? The Gemara says im kivin libo likros. So what do you mean im kivin libo? You're reading. So how does Rashi understand the answer? No, but you're reading for some other ulterior motive. So what? But you're still reading. So as long as you're still reading, it's a no brainer that you're kivin libo likros. So says Tosfos al kein nira bekori lagia she'ein. Says Tosfos doesn't have anything to do with Kavana. It has to do with whether you're pronouncing the words correctly. If you're trying to make sure you get the letters correct in the Sefer Torah, so you're not going to pronounce them the way they're pronounced, you're going to go over them the way they're written, and when you enunciate them, you may say them in a different way than the way they're halachically supposed to be pronounced. If it's a chaser and a l'totafos, but it's written l'totefes or something, so you would read it that way without the vavs, in order to make sure that you're getting all the letters correctly. Tan Rabbanan, Kriyashma Kiksava Divirevi. Kriyashma is kiksava, should be read in Hebrew the way it's written. The Chum say no, it could be in any language. My time with the Rabbi, why does Rabbi insist it be said in Hebrew? Amakrava hayu bav yasam yehu. It has to be in its initial state, in the language that it's given. For Rabban, my time, where did the Rabban get the idea that it could be b'kal lashon? Amakrav shema b'kal lashon shata shema. Shema tells me it could be in any language. Ol Rabbi nami yaksiv shema. What does Rabbi do with the word shema? Humi bayle yashmei lozucham ashat emotiv picha. He uses that pasuk to teach me that you need to say the words loud enough that you're able to hear it with your ears. The Rabbanan, why don't they use Shema to teach me that you need to be Mashmi Eliyazno? Because they hold you don't need to be Mashmi Eliyazno, that even if you don't hear it, you're still Yotzei. I, the Rabbanan Nami Yaksiv Vayu. What did the Rabbanan do with the word Vayu, which Rebbe used to teach me that it has to be in Hebrew? The Rabbanan will use it to tell me that it has to be read in order, that the Parshas of Shema and the words of Shema have to be read in order. V'Rebbe Shlo Yikari L'Mafrei Minalei. Where does Rebbe get the idea that it can't be read out of order? Nafkalei Midvarim Hadvarim. He learns it from the extra hey in Hadvarim, that these words have to be exactly as they are. V'Rabbanan Dvarim Hadvarim L'Darshi. The Rabbanan can't learn it from there because they don't think that that's a viable drasha to learn from the hey of Hadvarim. So the name of the son of Rebbe to call the Torah Kula B'Kol Lashon Emra. Wait a second. If Rebbe's telling me that Dafka, I need a drasha to tell me that Shema has to be in Hebrew, that implies that the whole rest of Torah is in all other languages. If the rest of Torah was only in Lashon HaKodesh, why do I need to darshan that Shema has to dafka be in Hebrew? So says Gemara, no. Rebbe doesn't think that the rest of Torah can be said in other languages. He thinks the rest of Torah also can only be said in Hebrew. But we still need a drasha vayu because Yisroch Mishum Duchsev Shema. Because there's also a word Shema that might have led you to believe that Shema is an exception. That even though normally Kol HaTorah Kula has to be said in Hebrew, Shema might mean B'Kol Lashon Shata Shemaya. So to counter the potential drush of Shema, we need to have you to tell me that no, it has to be in Dafka in Hebrew. Fred tells us a very simple question. What does it mean when you say the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula? In what context? In Talmud Torah? When you learn Torah? Is that true? It's not Talmud Torah to learn Torah in other languages? Of course it's Talmud Torah when you're learning Torah in translations. And you learn Unkelus, it's not Talmud Torah. Of course it's Talmud Torah. So what does it mean that we say the rest of the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh? So what, you want to tell me Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa? We're talking about drushes d'oraisa over here. Is Kol HaTorah Kula have to be in Hebrew or could it be in other languages for some mitzvah d'oraisa? For what mitzvah d'oraisa are we talking about? So it says Tosos, Lashon HaKodesh Nehemar, Pirush Rashi, Perek Shein, the Megillah, Likros B'Torah. Rashi, the second parak of Megillah, says it's about Kriyas HaTorah. V'lo Nihira. The Ezra Tike in Kriyas HaTorah. Mekami Das Ezra, Vahayu Lamali. What do we do with the word Vahayu? Before Ezra came along and was Mesakim, Kriyas HaTorah. V'yesh Lomer, the Mayri, B'Parshios, HaMechuyav, and Likros Dor Raisa. Kimo, Parsha Zachar. We must be talking about those Parshios that you have to read me Dor Raisa, like, for instance, Parsha Zachar. Question is, for instance, Parsha Zachar, or is that the only Parsha? Now, in the Rush, in the Tosa Rush, and the Rush in the back of the Gemara also, it says, Kimo, Parsha Zachar, Parshas Para. That is one of the sources in the Rishon, and the Parshas Para might be Daraisa as well. But if there's that, you have to find something that you have to say, Midaraisa. Inami Tosa says, other Parshios that there is a mitzvah Daraisa to say them, to recite them, Bikurim, Vidoy Meiser, Parshas Chalitza, Shemitzvah B'Torah L'Krosan. Right? When you bring Bikurim, you have to recite a Parsha. There's a Vidoy Meiser that you do, B'Shas Habir. There's a the Parshas Chalitza, whenever you do a Chalitza, that the woman says. So all these things you do also have to read. So maybe that's the discussion. Do they have to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, or can they be said in other languages as well? Says Gemara Vayta, the Meimer, the Savi Rabbanan, the Kol Torah Kula, B'Lashon HaKodesh, Nemra. Wait, do the Rabbanan hold that the whole rest of Torah is only B'Lashon HaKodesh? Tisal Gadayim B'Kol Lashon Nemra. If they hold that all of Torah is B'Kol Lashon, Shema D'Kas Rachman Alamli, why do I need a Josh of Shema to tell me that Dafka Kriyashma is B'Kol Lashon? Say Yitzruch, Mishum D'Ksiv, Vayu. Now the Rabbanan might hold that Kol HaTorah Kula could be B'Kol Lashon, but I would have thought that Kriya Shema would be different because of Vahayu. That's why I need Shema to counter the Vahayu, the exact opposite of Rebbe. Tan Rabbanan, Vahayu Shelo Yikra L'Mafreya. Vahayu teaches me that you shouldn't read it L'Mafreya, that you shouldn't read it out of order. Hadvarim Alav Avecha, Yachol Te Kol HaParsha Tzricha Kavana, Tam Lomar Ha'Ela. I might have thought that the entire Parsha requires Kavana. That's why the Pasuk says Ha'Ela. Adkan only until Allah Vavecha requires Kavana. Beyond that does not require Kavana according to Rabbi Eliezer. Amla Rabbi Kivas, Rabbi Kivas says, Areyu Omer, Asher Nochi Mitzavcha Yom Allah Vavecha, Mikanat Alamit Shekola Parsha Kula Tzricha Kavana. No, from here we learn that the entire Parsha requires Kavana. Amar Rabba Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Akiva. That we pass on like Rabbi Akiva that the entire parsha requires kavana, not just until the words al levavecha. Ika demasin la ahad etanya. Some learn this on the following brisa. Hakori Shema Tzarek Sheichavinus Libo. Someone says Shema, you have to have kavana. Vachu Mishum Rabbi Yuda Omer Kivan Shekivin Libo Perek Rishon Shuvein Tzarek. As long as you have kavana in the first parak, so that's it. You don't have to have kavana beyond that. Amar Rabba Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kravacha Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Ravach Shem Mishum Rabbi Yehuda that once you have kavana be perak rishon, so shuvei no tzarech. Tanya Idach, but we have another Braisa, Vahayu Shalo Yikrola Mafreya, that Vahayu teaches us that it can't be read out of order. Al Levavecha, Rabbi Zutra Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kavana, Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kriya. Al Levavecha teaches me that up until that point, that's where you have a mitzvah of Kavana. Beyond that point, it's only a mitzvah of Kriya, it's a mitzvah of reading. Pashas means, just read it, it doesn't matter whether you're having Kavana or not, as long as you're saying the words. Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya, Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kavana, that it's the reverse. Now, up until that point is a mitzvahs Kriya. Beyond that point is when you have to have Kavana. What? Why should it be Mikan Ve'elach is a mitzvah's kriya? It says l'daberbam. Why is it that beyond that point is a mitzvah's kriya? Because it says l'daberbam. So it says v'dibartabam also should also be a mitzvah's kriya. Sachi kamer. No, what it means to say is as follows. Ad kan mitzvahs kavana u kriya, mikan ve'elach kriya below kavana. When we say ad kan mitzvahs kavana and afterwards is mitzvahs kriya, so what we mean to say is that at the beginning you need both kriya and kavana. After that, kriya without kavana is good enough. Umayshna ad kan mitzvahs kavana u kriya, why do you need both kavana and kriya? Duchsiv alu vavecha v'dibartabam. Well, guess what? Hasam nami yaksiv. Alavavchem l'daber bam. In the second parasha, it also says alavavchem l'daber bam. So doesn't that tell you you should need mitzvahs kriya v'kavana in the second parasha as well? No, and we buy Rabbi Yitzchak. We need that for Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Damar the santam is right ele. Tzricha shete sima keneged alev. Totally different issue. What did we learn from Samtam Israela? That the Sima Kenegalev, Sima of what Kenegalev, says Rashi, that the Samtam Duxiv Lav Bekriya Vekavana Ayri, it's not talking about reading, it's not talking about Kavana, Ela Besimas Tfilin Shal Yad. It's talking about where to place the Tfilin Shal Yad. She Samosa Al Gova Shal Yad Kenegalev Al Kiboris Hazroa. Where on the arm exactly you should place the Tfilin Shal Yad, that it should be Kenegalev. This is one of the, there are a lot of, halachos of tefillin that for some reason a lot of people seem unaware of. A lot of times people make a mistake in terms of where to place the tefillin shayyad, both in terms of which part of the, how high up on the arm to place the tefillin shayyad, as well as where it should be facing. Tefillin shayyad, sometimes you see people have, it's facing out. It shouldn't be facing out, it should be facing keneged alev, facing the heart. The other thing a lot of times people do is they put it all the way up on the arm. It's really supposed to be right below the halfway point between the elbow and the shoulder. It's supposed to be the bottom half of the point between the elbow. That means the top of the tefillin should be at the halfway point between the elbow and the shoulder. So anyway, that's what we learned from this pasuk, the location of the tefillin shaliyad. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yoshi Amar Ad Kan Mitzvahs Kriya Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kavana. Rabbi Yoshi had this unusual shita. He said that the first part of Shema is only a Mitzvahs Kriya. After that, it becomes a Mitzvahs Kavana. Ma'ishna Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvahs Kavana. Why afterward does the chiyuv intensify? That earlier on, the earlier part of Shema is less intense, and then later on it intensifies. Mishum tuksiv alavavchem b'wav, because you want to say it says alavavchem in the second parsha, hachanami yaksiv alavavecha, but it says alavavecha in the first parsha also. So why shouldn't there be a mitzvahs kavan in the first parsha? He says, no, we misunderstood Rabbi Yoshi. That's not what he's saying. It's not that it becomes less intense. Hachi kamar, ad kan mitzvahs kriya vikavana, mikan v'elech kavana below kriya. What he's saying is that in the first part of Shema, you need to be korei b'peh and have kavana. Afterwards, you only need to be mechavein. It only needs to be done mentally. You don't actually need to verbalize. It doesn't have to be a kriya. Umayshna ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana duchsev alavavchem v'dibartabam. Hasam nami yaksev alavavchem daberbam. Why should we be mechalik at all? It's the same basic ideas that are expressed in the first parasha and the second parasha. Who b'divri Torah ksev? No, the second parasha is talking about b'divri Torah. V'achri kama rachmana agmiru b'naichu Torah ki'ech d'ligrusu b'hu. That the second parasha of Shema is telling us that we should teach our children Torah so that they should say it over, that they should be fluent in saying over words of Torah. Tanu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Shricha Kavanas Halev Divra Meir. Rameir holds Kavanas Halev is for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Only until that point do you need Kavanas Halev. Amar Rava Alach Rameir, so Rava says, yeah, we pask like Rameir. That's where you need Kavanas Halev. Tanya Sumchus Omer, Kol Amarech Be'echad, Marich Lo Yama V'shnosav. Anyone who says Echad long, who says the word for a while, so he's going to have Arichus Yama V'shanim. This is the second time I think we've had in this Masechta, Marich Lo Yama V'shnosav. First time was called Mashlim Parshiyosav Matzibur is Marichin Lo Yamav Shnosav. So anyone who says Echad long is Marichin Lo Yamav Shnosav. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Ubedalis. Where should you be Marich? With the letter Dalit. That's where the Arichos should be. says Rashi, Ubedalis v'lo b'ches, not echa, not to say a long ches. It's the dalet that you say a long dalet. Why not a long ches? The kolkama da amar ech below dalis. You haven't said anything. Ech doesn't mean anything. So once you've said the word echad, so then you're marich the word echad. You can only be marich the word echad if you said something that has some mashmaos to it. Uma betza ba'arachaso. What would you gain by elongating the ches? Aval bedalis yarachad kishir shiasenu believe a yachav b'shmayim varus labruch segun parish the command. But the dalit should extend to the point where you could have all the proper kavanos. In Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Dav Zayin Amanal, Bedape Arif, he quotes va'omrim Rabbeinu Tzarfazal. The mikan nirish etzarich laharich ma'at b'ches kishir shiamlichu b'shmayim va'aretz. That you should be marich l'ches a little bit, but the dal is longer. That's what the Gemara means, but not that you shouldn't be marich l'ches at all. Am Ravashi b'vach lo yachtof b'ches. You just can't cut the ches too short. That's the Rashi points out in your attempt to be marich the dalid. You shouldn't read the ches so quickly that you make it that you read it without the proper vowelization. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Avi Yosef kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba chazi da b'marich tuva. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sitting in front of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and he saw that he was being marich. Amalei kivin dam lichtei l'mal l'matal arba ruchas hashmayim sulo tzrichas. He says, why are you being marich so much? Once you had enough time to have in mind that you're being mamlech Kodesh Baruch Hu l'mal l'mata in four directions, that's all you need. So move on. That's so from that line we learn what kavanah you're supposed to have. Why it is that we're marach b'dal? We're marach b'dal long enough l'mal l'mata l'abruch se. But Rabbi Yonah understood no. During the ches is l'mal l'mata. During the dalid is l'dalid ruchoseha. That it's not all in the dalid. Rashi sounds like it's all in the dalid. All those kavanahs are all in the dalid. Amrav Nasan bar Marukva Amrav Yuda al levavecha. When you say Alav Avecha, you should not be moving. You should be in one place. Alav Avecha Salkadaydach. What Dafka? For those words, you have to be in one place. Eleima Ad Alav Avecha Ba'Amida. Now, up until Alav Avecha, you should be in one place. Mikan Ve'Elachlo. Afterwards, you could be moving around. Rabbi Yochanan Merkala Parsha Kula Ba'Amida. Rabbi Yochanan says no. The entire first parsha has to be done in one place. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tameidam. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Lach Rav Acha Shomer Shem Rabbi Yuda. We pass him like Rav Acha, who says the name Rabbi Yuda, who said that. That's where you need full kavana. You can't have kavana as you're moving around. If you can have kavana, you should stand in one place. That's why many people are noheg properly, that when they come out of the bathroom and they say Asher Yatza, they stand in one place, say Asher Yatza, because as you're walking around, there's very, very little chance of having kavana. Whenever you say a bracha, you should be having kavana. So you should stand in one place when you're saying a bracha. The Kriyashma of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi consisted of the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amalei Rav L'Rabbi Chiya Lo Chazinu L'Rabbi Demkavalei Malch Shemaim. Rav says to Rabbi Chiya, I have a bikasha. I know Rabbi is very frum, but I've never seen him be Mekavalei Malch Shemaim. So what's going on? How come I never see him saying Shema? Meaning apparently they were with him throughout the entire Zman Kriyashma, and throughout the entire Zman he never said Shema. So Amalei Bar Pachti B'shosh Shema V'yodav Alpanim Mekavalei Malch Shemaim. He says, you know when he takes his hand and he puts it over his eyes? Well, that's when he's saying Shema. It's something so obvious to us, right? When you put your hand over it, that's when he's saying Shema. He's being Mekabel of Olmach Shemaim. So he says, yeah, but that's just one line. Chozer v'gomer or ain't a chozer v'gomer? When does he say the rest of it? Does he ever go back and finish Shema? Or is it just Kabel Olmach Shemaim and he's never chozer v'gomer? Bar Kapara Omer ain't a chozer v'gomer. Bar Kapara said that he was never chozer v'gomer. He would just say the Kabel Olmach Shemaim and that's it. Rabbi Shim Rabbi Omer chozer v'gomer. Rabbi says he would be chozer v'gomra, he would go back and say the rest of it. Amalei bar Kapara Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Bishlam l'didi damina inu chozer v'gomra hanu d'mahad Rabbi Ashmaita dispensius Mitzrayim. According to my opinion, that he wouldn't go back and finish the rest of Kriya Shema, so that makes sense why Rabbi would dafka always learn an Indian that relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because he had to be yotzei the mitzvah of zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. El dafka amr chozer v'gomra l'amalei l'adure. But according to you, if he's going to be chozer v'gomra afterwards, so why does he have to mention inyanim relating to Yitzias Mitzrayim? He's going to be yotzei Yitzias Mitzrayim later. No, he doesn't want to just be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. He wants to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim during the right Zman. What does it mean during the right Zman? Zok Rashi, Bizman Kriyashma. Why? Why does he have to mention Tzias? Zechiris, what does Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim have to do with Kriya Shema? Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah in the Torah. No, they have to remember Tzias Mitzrayim. Says Rav Soloveitchik, from here you have a riot to Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim Shita, that Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim, that why, there's another part of Rav Chaim. I said a different, there are multiple pshat Rav Chaim says why it is that the Rambam doesn't count Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah. So one explanation Rav Chaim has is that it's not an independent mitzvah because it's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah is dafka to be masked in Tzias Mitzrayim in the context of Kriya Shema, and this is a, this Rashi is a raya right to that idea that why is he makbid? What does it mean to be masked in Tzias Mitzrayim bismana? It means bisman Kriya Shema, because Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim is a chelik of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now the question over here, there is a Gemara Masech Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph that tells us, what if you're learning Torah? Do you have to stop for Kriya Shema? Or do you not have to stop for Kriya Shema? I mean, a, Rebbe was saying Shir all morning, so the question was, did he stop for Kriya Shema? Did he not? So he's, it was Mekabel Olmach Shemayim, but didn't say the rest, apparently. So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph tells us, Chaverim Sheimoskim B'Torah Mafsikin L'Kriya Shema Ve'in Mafsikin L'Tfilah. If you're learning Torah, stop learning to say Kriya Shema. You don't stop to daven, but you stop for Kriya Shema. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi stop for Kriya Shema? So you have to say is that Rabbi didn't hold like that Gemara. There's Yerushalmi that says that we're not Mevatel Shinun Mipnei Shinun. We're not Mevatel Torah for the sake of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is also Torah. That's one of the rayas, that there's a major connection between that there's an element of Kriya Shema that is Talmud Torah. That aside from the Torah's Kriya, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in Kriya Shema as well. Ein Mevatel Shinun Mipnei Shinun. Why stop this learning to do that learning? So Rebbe must have felt like the Yerushalmi. The Rush points out Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi was being Malami Torah Barabim, he didn't want to be Mafsik. Okay, good. So he wants to pass on the Yerushalmi and he's being Malami Torah Barabim, he didn't want to be Mafsik. So why does he Mafsik? Why is he Mafsik for the first Pasuk? And furthermore, why is it that the Gemara is about to say we wake a person up from his sleep for the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema if he's an honest when he's sleeping, an honest Rahman Apatre? Why would you have to wake him up for the first Pasuk? What is it about the first Pasuk that's beyond just the normal mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Apparently there's something else about the first Pasuk. So Rav Soloveitchik points out, what you see over here is that there's Tzvei Dinim in Kriya Shema. There are two different Dinim. Number one, Chalos Kiyum Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. You have a Kiyum Abim Mekabbalah Malch Shemayim. And number two, Din Kriyas HaParshios Kiksava. There's a Din to read the Parshios Kiksava. So according to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, even though the Gabi the Din of Kriyas HaParshios, you have a Ptur of Ein Mevatn Shin Mepnei Shinun, why stop learning just for other learning of Kriyas HaParshios of Kriya Shema? But the Gabi the Chalos Kiyum Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim, there's no Ptur. There's no Ptur that if you're learning Torah, you don't have to be Mekabbalah Malch Shemayim. So you'd stop his learning for the first Pasuk. And that's why it's so clear in the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara. What does he tell him when he says, well, I never saw Rebbe reading Shema? He says, Bar Pachti, Bishah Shemaver Yadav Al Panav. What does he say? He doesn't say he's reading Shema. What does he say? Mekabbalah Malch Shemayim. You're right. He doesn't say Shema because he's learning and he's Pater from saying Shema. But you know what he is doing? He's being Mekabbalah Malch Shemayim. The first pasuk, that kiyum, he's still getting. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Avila Bereder of Shmuel Bar Marta, Meshmei Derav, Amar Shmai Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad, V'nenes B'shein Yotza. If a person says Shmai Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad, and then he falls asleep, he's Yotze. Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Daru Avdei, Rav Nachman said to Daru is Eved, B'psuka, Kama Tzaron, Tfeilo Tzaron. In the first pasuk, if I miss saying the first pasuk and I fall asleep, so wake me up. But after that, don't wake me up, even though I didn't say the rest of Shema. Amar Le Rav Yosef Bereder Rabba, Avucha Yechiyava Ovid. So Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef Bereder the Rabba, how did Rabba do? What did your father used to do? Did he used to demand to be woken up in order to say Shema or not? For the first pasuk, yes. Beyond the first pasuk, he did not demand to be woken up for Kriya Shema. Amar Rav Yosef, Prakton lo yikra Kriya Shema. If someone is lying on his back, he does not read Kriya Shema. Mikruhu de lalikri hamigna Shapir Dami. The implication is, wait a second, if you're lying on your back, you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema, but you are allowed to lie on your back to go to sleep. That's an acceptable position to put one's body in when you go to sleep. I have a Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Layat Aman Degani Aparkid, but didn't Rabbi Shur ben Levi curse means spoke ill about someone who slept on his back. Sa'amri migna ki matzli shapir dami. Mikra afakav de matzli nami asur. Now, we're not talking about lying flat on your back. Lying flat on your back, you're right. That's something you're not allowed to do, as Rashi points out. The reason is, shemi yiskashe evaru b'tok shinosov v'nir l'rabimvu darach g'nai. That during when a person's sleeping, you may have kishrei evar, and then it's going to be evident, everyone's going to be able to see it because he's lying flat on his back, and that's going to be humiliating. So it's an issue of kavod abrius, it seems, that you can't lie on your back when you go to sleep, according to Rashi. But yeah, so lying on your back flat is no good even to go to sleep. But if you're going to sleep, you can lean a little bit to the side. You can lie mostly on your back and lean a little bit to the side. But for Kriya Shema, afagav de matzli nami asur. For Kriya Shema, even if you're leaning a little bit to the side, that's no good either. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan used to do that? Rabbi Yochanan used to lean to the side. He was mostly on his back and he would lean a little bit to the side. Says Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yochanan de bal basar hava. Rabbi Yochanan was different because Rabbi Yochanan was a bal basar. Elsewhere, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan, in addition to being a bal basar, was an exceptionally beautiful person. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, I think is the one that sat by the Beis HaTvila, right? When the women would come out of the mikveh, they would see Rabbi Yochanan, they would be so inspired by his beauty that they would have more beautiful children by having seen Rabbi Yochanan, which, okay, that requires explanation also. But, okay, right, they were different definitions of beauty, perhaps, than Hollywood's definition, I guess. Okay, let's stop there.